This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A sustained cold front began sweeping through Colorado today. This weekend could bring the first snow of 2024 for most of the state. High temperatures for the I-25 corridor will stay below 40 degrees for the next several days, with lows in the teens and 20s. Similar conditions are expected for southern Colorado. Pueblo is forecast to receive up to 3 inches of snow. Most of the state's snow will fall in the Four Corners region. However, icy and wet conditions have led to crashes and closures in the mountains. Traffic is backed up on I-70 as conditions worsen there, with more cold and snow on the way. Meanwhile, Loveland Pass on US 6 remains closed. A Democratic vacancy committee has selected a new representative for a state House seat in Arapahoe County. Chet Clifford was previously a lobbyist at the state capitol with a background in law enforcement and emergency management. While making his case at the selection meeting, Clifford said housing is the biggest problem facing the district.
While the developer community is fairly engaged here, they're not exactly primed or getting the type of support that they need to build projects in this district.
Clifford won't have long to get up to speed. The new legislative session starts next Wednesday. Meanwhile, ballots for the upcoming mayoral election in Pueblo will start arriving in mailboxes this week. No single candidate got the majority of votes in November's election. This is an all-mail election. Ballots need to be returned by 7 p.m. January 23rd. This is CPR News. Stay with us. It's just about 6:06.